Hey, DMX testing.
NAXP listening. WAVNXT.
Hey, DMX.
NADMH, W8NWO, Morton's Rick.
I think it works now. NADMH.
NADMH, W8NWO. Good morning, Drake.
How's that going on today?
Oh, just heading up to the meeting. How about you?
Move-in process to an apartment. Gotta finish that anyway.
I can barely hear you, Drake. Your signal's all right, but your audio's way down there. So you're working on an apartment today?
Yeah. That might be a little bit better. I just moved into an apartment and I'm still finishing the move-in process.
Sorry, I'm not getting you at all. Not sure why. I'm on the 7-4 now. You want to try it again to see if it's the repeater?
Yeah. I'm hearing myself come through the T6, okay?
Nope, still not getting it. Sorry about that, sir.
Is this any better?
That's better.
Alright, I don't know how well the signal strength is going to be, because I can only run 5 watts on tripping off all of the GFCIs.
Oh, you're cutting it out just a little bit, but you're a whole lot louder. I was understanding you.
Maybe I got to make some adjustments to the DMR pad.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, maybe. Is that what you were on with DMR?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird. But, all right, so you say you're working at an apartment?
Yeah, I just got it last Saturday, and I've been working on the move-in process still. I got to go over to my parents to grab a couple other things and bring them back over here.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, that's neat, though. Things still going well at work?
We're staying above water.
That sounds good. Hey, that's about all I can say about my job. Things are going fine. We just had so much turnover. It's just been crazy. But my job's still the same old job, doing the same thing I've been doing. Staying busy. So, all right, I won't keep you. Just wanted to jump in there and say good morning.
Yeah, good deal, Nelson. It was good to hear from you. Maybe next month I'll be up there. I wanted to go up this weekend, but I can't do that right now. So, anyway, but good to hear you, and hopefully everything at the meeting goes well. I'm going to get busy. Anyway.
73, W8NWO.
K8VUK Mobile.
W8NWO, WN8Q.
Good morning, Larry. W8NWO.
Hey, good morning, Nelson. I heard you talking to Drake a little bit ago, and I was on my way over to pick up Doug, and just got him. And we're safely headed towards the Harbor Springs Airport. So how you doing this morning?
Hey, doing all right. Heading north here. Got some family with me, so I'm looking forward to a nice breakfast. But I don't know. Not much going on. How about for you?
Yeah, not too much. Just, I think we didn't have a meeting last month, so it'd be good to get together again. But anyway, well, I won't keep you. I just heard you, like I say, talking to Drake, and I was headed to Doug, so I thought I'd wait till I picked him up before I gave you a call. So we'll see you in just a couple minutes. W8NWO from WN8Q.
Sounds good. 73, W8NWO.
Yes, you.
W8EUH Mobile. N9KOP W8BUH. N9KOP W8BUH.
W8VET Portable.
IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Pass station mobile, at 9KOP. Good evening, name's Cameron.
Good evening. Yep, just heading up the highway here. Thanks for coming back to me. This is Kurt, KD-IWS, just heading up into the Gaylord area. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, hey, Kurt, not too bad. Hey, hang on one second. I got a phone call here. And then QP.
Thanks for coming back to the tree. U.S. Mobile, clear and listening.
KLP, KCA, USA, Cammy Stereo.
Hey, go ahead,
Fred. Man, was that Dean you were talking to? The man that said he'd never go digital?
Yep, that was Dean I was talking to.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought maybe my ears were broke. But, okay. Heading out the pole on, eh?
Yeah, the insurance company called for a truck and trailer with a tractor on it here in Mayo, and they want me to take it to Pinconning because they only want to pay me $317. I'm like, no thank you, that's not even covering my fuel to get down there and back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they'll probably come up with it, but, They know that they got to haul it one way or another. It's got to be hauled, so. And I'm sure they ain't going to beat your pricing, so. Especially on a weekend. But, how's Hannah doing, KCA USA?
Good. She's at work right now. I'll give you a call here in a little bit, all right?
Okay, Cam, be careful. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye. KC at USA.
I'm at 9 Gilby. Got to it.
WBUH. You home yet? WBUH, please.
N9KOP, mobile.
N9KOP from WBUH.
Thanks, Charles. That suit takes from N9KOP. Go ahead.
Yeah, what are you up to?
Gotta go pull a guy out of the snow in his driveway, and then I gotta go hook onto a truck and trailer and take it to Pingtown.
Wow, sounds like you're gonna have fun on a Saturday night.
Every weekend, never fails. Never fails. I've learned to not do anything that I want to do on a weekend.
Ah, yes. The joys of being a business owner.
Yeah. What a mess. So, and Anthony's in Tennessee on vacation, so guess what? That leaves me.
Yeah, too bad you can't find some old retired guy to help out.
I mean, you got a chauffeur's endorsement? I'll hire you.
No, I don't, and nor do I want to. So, but I'm sure if you hunt around, you could find one.
I think I'm nuts, but there's a guy in the fire department who's getting ready to graduate high school that just went and got his chauffeur's and med card and everything, and he'd be in my shadow tonight. I sent him out on his own last night, and he did well, but this one's a little far off-road, so we're going to go. You and I are going to go together and pull the guy out. I'd rather have somebody young that's never done it before than have somebody that claims they've been doing it for 30 years and has no idea what they're doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, in all reality, there's some finesse involved, and you definitely have to know what you're doing. You can't turn them loose without proper training.
Yeah, exactly. I had this kid with me the other night and got a call for a B-train semi with it had a sleeper on it. Guy decided he was going to go down a seasonal road that wasn't plowed to go see his girlfriend. And he turned the corner, and, well, there was his truck and the lead train and plowed right into a snowbank. Had the little F-350, and that's what that's my off-road, or I guess we'll call it my recovery truck. And kid with me goes, "You're not moving the semi." I says, "I'll move the semi. Just give me a few minutes." And I took what a block and tackle is. And that's what I did. I took a pulley, put it on the semi, put a pulley on the back of the truck, put a pulley on the semi, and then brought the cable back to the truck. And it was slow. I will tell you, it was slow going. But I pulled that semi out. And he goes, "There's no way." He says, "I could not believe it. Could not believe that I pulled that semi out with an F-350.
Well, I can imagine you've come across some pretty interesting situations. You know, I was just thinking while you were telling that story, it's been about 50 years this winter. I buried a 72 Maverick. No, I'm sorry, 72 Pinto. On Evans Road, south of the river, on the first big curve, and had to go and break into my buddy's cabin, retrieve a couple shovels. Spent about 4 hours digging it out, and just about got it out when eight guys on snowmobiles come by and pushed me out. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, sorry, I jumped out of the car. I was listening to you on my pager there. I didn't have a radio, but yeah, no, it, tell you what, it's been exciting the last few couple weeks. I mean, there was a time where I couldn't keep up, I'll tell you that. I could have had five trucks going and could have kept them all busy. But it's just, it's, not even gonna lie, it's slowed down quite a bit, and I'm going to complain a little bit, but Sidekick here, we're going to get fuel and head on out. So I'll catch you later, WHCOP and 9KOP.
All right, Cam. Well, have a good night, and be careful. We'll talk to you later. 73, WHCOP.